Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Misbehavior of Markets, A Fractal View of Financial Turbulence is a nonfiction work of finance and mathematical criticism by Benoit Mandelbrot, co-authored with Richard L. Hudson. Rather than offering trading tips or a conventional investing framework, it questions the statistical assumptions that underpin modern financial theory, especially the belief that markets behave smoothly, predictably, and in line with normal distribution models. Mandelbrot applies fractal geometry and scaling ideas to show that price movements are irregular, clustered, and often far more extreme than standard models assume. The book is written for a broad audience, including investors, economists, risk managers, and readers without advanced mathematical training. Its purpose is both explanatory and corrective, to show why familiar measures of risk can be misleading and why market turbulence should be treated as a structural feature. Not an exception. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why standard finance models underestimate market risk. A central argument of the book is that mainstream financial theory relies too heavily on simplified assumptions about price behavior. Mandelbrot challenges the efficient market hypothesis and the common use of the normal distribution, arguing that these tools make markets look more orderly than they really are. In his view, the problem is not just that forecasts are imperfect, but that the underlying model of risk is wrong at the level of its foundations. Traditional models assume that large price swings are rare and statistically manageable, yet real markets repeatedly produce abrupt shocks, extreme losses, and unstable periods that these models treat as improbable outliers. The book uses this critique to show why elegant formulas can create false confidence. Its broader point is that a model can be mathematically neat and still be dangerously detached from market reality. By stressing model failure, Mandelbrot reframes risk management as a problem of describing turbulence honestly, rather than smoothing it away. Secondly, fractal geometry as a better way to describe financial behavior. The book introduces fractal geometry as Mandelbrot's alternative lens for understanding markets. Fractals are patterns that show self-similarity across scales, and Mandelbrot argues that financial price movements display a comparable kind of roughness and repetition. Instead of treating market changes as smooth or normally distributed, he suggests that the same kinds of volatility appear over different time horizons, from short-term fluctuations to long-term trends. This idea matters because it shifts attention from average behavior to structure, from stability to persistence of irregularity. The fractal approach does not claim that markets are fully predictable. Rather, it provides a more realistic language for describing how turbulence clusters and repeats. That makes the book distinctive in finance literature, because it uses mathematical insight not to promise control, but to explain why control is limited. The result is a view of markets as dynamic systems whose apparent randomness still has patterns, even if those patterns do not fit conventional theory. Thirdly, wild, mild, and slow randomness in market movements. Mandelbrot distinguishes among different kinds of randomness to show that not all uncertainty is the same. Wild randomness refers to highly erratic behavior with frequent extremes and little useful smoothing, while mild randomness resembles the more familiar statistical world assumed by standard finance. Slow randomness describes processes in which change is more gradual and path-dependent. This classification helps the book move beyond the vague claim that markets are unpredictable. Instead, it argues that the nature of unpredictability itself varies, and that financial theory often mistakes one type for another. The practical importance is significant if markets are wild rather than mild, then risk estimates based on average fluctuations will understate the chance of severe disruption. This framework also explains why familiar measures such as volatility forecasts and bell curve assumptions can fail during crises. The threefold distinction gives readers a conceptual tool for understanding why markets can seem calm for long periods and then suddenly become violently unstable without warning. Fourthly, historical episodes that reveal the failure of conventional risk thinking. The book strengthens its argument by pointing to real market episodes and long-term price data rather than relying only on abstract theory. Mandelbrot draws on commodities, stock market behavior, and exchange rate movements to show that financial history is full of outsized swings that standard models struggle to explain. Events such as the collapse of long-term capital management are important because they expose the consequences of relying on supposedly precise risk calculations. The lesson is not simply that crises happen, but that they recur because the assumptions behind conventional forecasting are too narrow. By examining actual data patterns, the authors show that instability is not an anomaly confined to rare disasters. It is embedded in market structure. This historical grounding is one of the book's strongest features because it connects theory to consequences. It suggests that the failure of risk models is measurable in losses, not just debatable in academic settings. In that sense, the book is both a critique of theory and an interpretation of financial history. Lastly, a readable challenge to finance for investors, analysts, and non-specialists. Although the subject matter is mathematical, the book is designed to be accessible to readers without specialist training. Its style combines explanation, examples, and a conversational tone so that non-mathematicians can follow the main ideas without needing advanced formalism. That accessibility is part of its significance, because the authors want the critique of market theory to reach not only academics, but also practitioners who use financial models in daily decision-making. The book is especially relevant for traders, risk managers, economists, and investors who need to understand the limits of the tools they rely on. At the same time, it is not a manual for beating the market. Its value lies in helping readers see the hidden assumptions behind common methods and to recognize the dangers of treating statistical precision as certainty. This makes the book unusual in the investing category. It is less about action recipes and more about intellectual recalibration. Readers come away with a sharper sense of where mainstream finance is fragile and why skepticism toward neat models is warranted. In conclusion, The Misbehavior of Markets is best suited for readers who want a serious rethink of how financial markets are modeled, especially economists, investors, quants, risk professionals, and intellectually curious general readers. It is particularly useful for people who already know standard finance concepts and want to understand their limits. Because the book does not merely repeat familiar warnings about volatility, instead, it shows why the assumptions behind common models can fail in structural ways. The practical benefit is improved. Caution readers gain a better appreciation of fat tails, clustered turbulence, and the danger of relying on tidy formulas for risk control. The intellectual benefit is broader still, since the book connects finance to Mandelbrot's larger vision of roughness, scaling, and fractal structure in nature. What makes it stand out among books on markets is its combination of mathematical originality, historical evidence, and accessibility. It is not a trading system, not a behavioral finance primer, and not a conventional economics text. It is a foundational challenge to the way market uncertainty is usually described. If you would like to support Benoit Mandelbrot, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.